Hello and welcome to the I'm Not Okay podcast. Today we're focusing on supporting a loved one who has experienced trauma. We'll explore ways to offer both practical and spiritual support to those in need. This episode is about embodying the love and care that Christ shows us. We hope to equip you with the tools and insights needed to be a pillar of support for your loved ones during their hardest times. Let's start this journey with an open heart and a willingness to serve as Christ did. First, it's crucial to understand trauma from a biblical perspective. Trauma can deeply affect someone's life, altering their perceptions and experiences. As Christians, we recognize that such trials are part of a fallen world, but they are not without hope or purpose. By understanding the nature of trauma, we can better empathize and provide a safe space for healing, helping to bring comfort and reassurance that is rooted in our belief that God is with us even in our darkest times. One of the most Christ-like things we can do is to listen, truly listen, with empathy and love. Listening means more than hearing words. It's about connecting with the heart of what's being said. When you listen empathetically, you affirm the dignity and worth of your loved one's experiences. This kind of listening mirrors how Jesus would sit and listen to those who were hurting. Our goal is to practice listening in a way that reflects God's love and understanding. Sometimes the most loving thing we can do is offer practical help. Whether it's assisting with daily tasks, providing meals, or helping them navigate medical or therapy appointments, these acts of service demonstrate our love in tangible ways. Jesus taught us to love in deed, not just words. Offering this kind of practical support reflects the love of Jesus Christ. While our support is crucial, professional help is often necessary for healing from trauma. Encouraging your loved one to seek professional counseling can be a vital step in their recovery. As Christians, we know that God gives wisdom and skills to professionals to help in healing. Remember, it's important to approach this topic gently, reassuring them that seeking help is a strong and wise decision. Scripture and prayer are without a doubt our greatest resources in offering spiritual support. Sharing comforting scriptures can uplift the spirit, while prayer can intercede in ways that goes beyond our human capacity. Invite your loved one to join you in prayer if they feel comfortable, reminding them of God's promises of presence and healing. Supporting someone through trauma requires patience and perseverance. Healing is a journey, often without a clear timeline. In these times, our hope in Christ becomes our anchor. We must remember to embody the patience of Christ, who patiently walks with us through every trial. Your continued strength and hope can be a testament to God's faithfulness in your loved one's life. As we wrap up today's episode, let us be mindful of the role we play in our loved one's healing journey. We are called to act as Christ's hands and feet on earth, showing unconditional love and unwavering support. Remember, you're not alone in this. The body of Christ is here to support both you and your loved one. Continue to offer your compassion, your patience, and your love, trusting that through these acts, we reflect the healing light of Christ. Let's move forward with faith, and may our efforts be blessed with His grace and mercy.